Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show alongside Carlos Ortiz, Marco Belletti on the updates. It is Thursday night, 11 o'clock past on the East Coast, 8 o'clock with the sun coming down on the West Coast. Actually, I'm not sure. Is it down already? I don't know. Was it down at 8 tonight? I think it was down, but then I'm on, who cares? Most of the words I say are just filler in between the important words. but that's what I want on the billboard. Most of what I say is utter just nonsense, just meaningless. But not this, folks. Not the Bartometer. Not the Bartometer, which I do want to remind you that we have been doing this on Thursdays pretty much every week since January of 2024. And the Bartometer will be moving. Bartometer's moving to Tuesdays in September of 2026. No. of this year. So once we get into football season, we will shift a few things. And we're just giving you a heads up now. But it is a Thursday night staple. It is Thursday night. We haven't moved it yet. So let's fire up the Bartometer.
There are debates. There are hot takes. There are strong opinions, but in the quest for the truth, there is only one way to get the final say. It's time to fire up the Bartometer.
It is time to fire up the Bartometer. The Bartometer, I will remind you, is a machine that I have created. I've tinkered with this thing, and it really has come a long way from where it once was when I first created it. It has really become just a marvel of all things technological. I've got some of these head honchos over in Silicon Valley that are like, how did you do this? And I said, just blood, sweat, and tears, the way I've done everything else in my career, fam. The Bartometer runs on coal, nuclear, electric, solar, wind, my blood, maybe another bodily function depending on what. It runs on a lot of things. So the Bartometer tonight, I asked it, give me the top 8 picks. Give me the top 8 picks in the 2025 NFL draft. And it told me right away, it said, this is one of the more volatile things that I could ever try to produce for you. It cannot factor in, as advanced as it is, it cannot factor in all the different twists and turns and emotions and feelings of the people making these decisions. And I said, Bartometer, here's the thing. Either you do this for me, or I throw you out of the my second story window. And so it spit out this list. Here is the official Bartometer 1-8 mock draft at number 1. What an elite noise, dude. Seriously.
The Bartometer learns. Bartificial intelligence.
Maybe like, of all the things ESPN has ever produced, that's got to be the best. Cam Ward to the Tennessee Titans. Cam Ward, he is the top pick. Basically, whoever is trying to come up with one of these things, the Bartometer has no reason to try to outsmart anybody. Tennessee's not even trying to. They were for a little bit, but they've sort of stopped trying to pretend like they did not want this pick. Cam Ward is the quarterback of Miami last year, 4,313 yards, 39 touchdowns. Is he perfect? No. Would he go number one every other year? Probably not. Is he going number one this year to the Tennessee Titans? He absolutely is. Number two. The Cleveland Browns are on the clock. And last hour, I was discussing the history of the Cleveland Browns and their quarterback position. They've not done well in free agency. They've not done well via trades. Where they've done really horrifically is in the draft. And the guy that they probably hit on the best in Baker is the third best quarterback of his class, with Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson being selected later. So the Browns had that opportunity. They had the number one pick. They've also drafted Tim Couch and Johnny Manziel and Brady Quinn and guys just that haven't worked out. So they've got a decision here. They can take a quarterback. They can also take an edge rusher to pair with Myles Garrett. But the Bartometer has them taking Travis Hunter, wide receiver, cornerback, out of Colorado. Your Heisman Trophy winner. Just too good to fall any further. An option on both sides of the football. Both positions that the Browns desperately need. And what kind of energy to a fan base would a guy like Travis Hunter bring? A very hapless and hopeless Cleveland crowd. The Browns, Travis Hunter at number two in the Bartometer top eight mock draft. Number three. This is a big decision for the New York Giants. Now, could they trade this pick? I don't think they will. I don't think you see a trade in the top four unless a team can guarantee they're still going to be in the top four because of the talent that is there specifically. You can't trade out of a position to take Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter. Neither of who I think the Giants end up with. Shedeur Sanders is the Bartometer pick at quarterback. The Bartometer has noticed all the mock drafts trying to cut in line. Hey, you've got Shedeur at 9, I'll get him at 13. You've got him at 13, I'll get him at 18. You've got him at 18, I'll get him number one next year. The Giants need a quarterback. He can come in. Russell Wilson's there. Russell Wilson is not the long-term answer. New York City, Shedeur Sanders, can it work? Well, you know what? If you don't, like, force it, if you let him get acclimated to the league, if you've given yourself the quarterback of the future, and if Dable and Shane are really out to try to save their jobs, they can do this old strategy. They're not going to save their jobs with Russell Wilson and win 7 games. Well, we have brought up Shedeur Sanders. Wouldn't it be best if we continue with Shedeur Sanders? You don't want to have another guy come in here and fire us. And Deion just signed his big extension. You're not going to fire him. He's not coming here. Maybe in the back of their head, they're like, oh, no, are we going to get fired for Deion? I don't think so. Nor does the Bartometer, is what I meant to say. Abdul Carter, I think, is going to, once we get to this position, once Cam Ward's won and Travis Hunter's too, Giants fans are going to say, all right, we've talked ourselves into Abdul Carter. They will actually be mad about this pick. But that is what the Bartometer believes. Carlos Ortiz, your reaction.
Totally fine with it.
Whoa.
I'm not one. I talked myself into Abdul Carter just this week, but I'm not absolutely sold on it. My only concern, and it's got nothing to do with Shedeur, because I do think he is the second best quarterback in this draft. And I can't worry about where he would have gone last year or where he'd go next year. It's this draft. This is where we are. I'm fine with him. I think he can read defense as well. I think he throws an accurate ball. I think he throws a deep ball. He's got a good arm. His lack of mobility, You know, that's maybe he's athletic, but he's not a runner. So maybe that's a little bit of a pause. But the pause for me is just, is this pick only because Daboll and Shane are getting are trying to get job security? If they love him and they take him, I'm all in. Totally fine with the pick. If they're only doing it to try to save their ass, then I hate it. Because if that's the reason that they're doing it, they're doing the franchise a disservice. But I personally, I would be fine if they got Shedeur Sanders. I'd actually would applaud the decision because Russell Wilson will only be here for a year. You'll have Jameis for the year after as a backup, which is great. And I think Shedeur Sanders, you'll likely see him toward the end of the season. But if he, you know, sits on the pine the entire year and comes back in second year and he starts, I'm A-OK. And I mean, Shane and Dable's got some a little bit of security. But that's the only pause I have. Otherwise, sign me up.
At number four, the New England Patriots. Abdul Carter, edge rusher, Penn State, falls into their lap. You're not trading out of this pick if he's there. You're not going offensive line if he's there. A lot of people are thinking offensive line for the Patriots here, with Will Campbell, LSU, being the majority of the selections. But that's if Abdul Carter's off the board. See, what a lot of people are thinking is Cam Ward 1, Abdul or Hunter 2, and then the other one 3. And then the Patriots take an offensive lineman. And the Patriots did add a lot to their defense. They added a lot in free agency to their defense, whether it was Harold Landry or Carlton Davis or Milton Williams, whoever. But you don't pass up on another guy. And maybe Mike Vrabel's version of the Patriots, where I do believe he will coach for quite a while, is going to be different than Bill Belichick's. Bill Belichick, they had good defenses on and off, Vrabel being a part of it. But we think Tom Brady, we think the offense. This could be a different era of New England football. And you're not taking Abdul Carter. New England, number four, out of Penn State. Number five. Already gets a little less sexy. Jacksonville could go a couple of different defenders here. Or Liam Cohen could get crazy and want a tight end. I've seen people speculate that. Mason Graham, defensive lineman, Michigan. They need a guy on the defensive line that can, like, make a play on his own. He played hurt last year. A lot of upside. You see these guys still get taken very high. Josh Hines-Allen on one side, Javon Walker on the other side. You stick Graham in the middle. You've got that complete pass rush you're looking for. Mason Graham, defensive lineman, Michigan, Jacksonville. Come on down. At number six. It does not matter what mock draft you look at. It really does not matter when you look at the mock draft. People, before they start building anywhere else, slot in Ashton Jeanty, running back Boise State, to the Raiders. The Bartometer does the same. The Raiders last year, last per game rushing 79.8. Last yards per rush 3.6. Tied for second fewest runs of 10 or more with just 34. Pete Carroll's on board now. He's got Geno Smith. Pete Carroll likes having a decent running back. Marshawn Lynch. Chip Kelly's the offensive coordinator. This would be a big boost for the Raiders. Now, if Shedeur falls, do they go with him? Probably not after that extension to Geno. Certainly, you know, the trade, but now the extension. Ashton Jeanty, running back Boise State, number 8 to the Raiders. Number 7. Again, baby, we ain't so sexy right now. The Jets could get sexy. Tight end, wide receiver, McMillan, T-Mac out of Arizona, or a tight end. You know, Ty Warren, Penn State. They're going to be met with a decision that they did not expect to be met with, the Jets. Our man Membo, the offensive tackle in Missouri, is who a lot of people are slotting with the Jets. Will Campbell, LSU, could maybe play guard or tackle. He would be an option that the Jets possibly weren't expecting. The Bartometer believes the Jets will put so much work into Membo and they'll be so already infatuated with him that they'll think about Will Campbell out of LSU. They will go with Membo, the tackle, out of Missouri at number 7. He slides right into play right tackle. Physical, athletic, big, good fit for New York. Again, not super sexy. You know, we want the skill guys, but you also need offensive linemen, and the top of the draft is a good place to get one. Number 8, the final one in the Bartometer Top 8 Mark Draft. Did I say Mark Draft? Will Campbell, LSU offensive lineman, will go here. There's not a lot of people. This is a Bartometer swerve. There's not a lot of people that are mocking the Panthers to even take an offensive lineman. But I also think a lot of people are mocking Will Campbell, LSU, a little higher. Defense, maybe even an offensive weapon. We're not in that draft room. We don't know the ins and outs. But as an NFL fan, if I were to tell, if I were to ask you, non-David Tepper threatening restaurant owners, Panthers related, if I would say, tell me one thing about the Panthers in the last couple of years, you would say, oh, Bryce Young gets his ass kicked because he has no offensive line. So drafting an offensive lineman, one that can play 4 out of the 5 positions, that's a pretty decent draft pick if you ask me at number 8. So the Bartometer Top 8 Mock Draft Recap. Number 1, Titans, Cam Ward, quarterback, Miami. Number 2, the Browns take Travis Hunter. The big wild card, the Giants take Shedeur Sanders at 3. The Patriots see Abdul Carter fall into their lap at 4. Mason Graham, defensive lineman, to Jacksonville at 5. Ashton Jeanty, the running back, Boise State in there at 6. Armand Membo, the offensive tackle with the Jets at 7. And the Panthers take Will Campbell out of LSU on the offensive line at number 8. That is the Bartometer Top 8 Mock Draft. The Shedeur one is probably the big risk there. And that's why the top of the draft is going to be so interesting. A lot of intrigue and storylines will develop as it goes forward. Because if Shedeur doesn't get taken in the top 9, well then Will Campbell's gone and the Panthers have a decision that's not too hard maybe, or the Patriots don't get Abdul Carter, and maybe they take an offensive lineman. But if Shedeur goes top 3, then suddenly things can get a little chaotic. And I do think that, I mean, Cam Ward and Shedeur, like, I would take Cam Ward over Shedeur, but the way that it's being mocked now, it's almost like Cam Ward's the only good person. Oh, Shedeur is not a top first round talent. I saw somebody write that today. I don't know. I think that's a lot of manufactured drama.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, these are people just looking for things to write. Remember coming out of college, like before we were even, you know, weeks away from the draft, people thought Shedeur might have been number 1.
Oh yeah.
Now all of a sudden it's a slam dunk that Cam Ward is number 1 just because, you know, the Titans and Sanders decided not to work out, and you know, fine, I get it, but it was not that long ago when we were still debating which one was the first quarterback. Shedeur all of a sudden did not forget how to play. Let's calm down. He's the second quarterback in this draft. That's not a slight on him. It's more just pumping up Cam Ward.
I'm going to look at some draft odds and see I might be able to
while
get.
While you do that,
these.
I do want, I got to beef with the Bartle meter.
Yeah.
The Jets are not taking another lineman. Jets fans would riot.
But it's a new regime.
I understand that. But I think, you know, them picking Olufoshinu last year, I think they hit on that pick. So far, early returns look good because he wasn't expected to start right away. You know, remember that was Tyron Smith, you know, Mr. Glass coming over that we're hoping he can get a year, a season at left tackle. Obviously, it didn't work out. So Fashanu was asked to do a lot. And I think he, you know, lived up to that. He might be their left tackle. They think they'll be okay. Sure, they can go more linemen. But Justin Fields needs a safety blanket outside of Garrett Wilson. And Tyler Warren is just too good to fall out of the top eight. I think that makes all the sense in the world. Because if the Jets don't get him, then I think you're going to see the Panthers, they might actually trade up to get him. They need a tight end as well. Tyler Warren is very good. I don't know if he's Brock Bowers coming out of Georgia good, but he is damn good.
Okay, well, the Bartometer's spoken, so...
Oh, it has, and Bartometer, it learns, it adds chimes, so it's very well aware of you know, the NFL draft and, you know, the Pavlov's dog bell that we get now, but I just think it's wrong.
Yeah, some of these odds I'm looking at, Shadur, the over-under for his draft position is 8.5.
Yeah, give me the under. That's crazy.
And the under's plus 170.
Yeah, easy money. Put in the bet for me. I'll give you the money.
I hate when I'm so confident about something and then Vegas isn't. But we'll see. All right, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. And by I mean the Bartometer. And we'll be back. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Pretty easy secret for how to hear your voice get on the radio. Say something nice about us. For the longest time, I think people were trying to say something like and be funny, and a lot of you guys have failed at that so badly. So just do what David did there. Say, hey, I like your show. Cut, clipped, you'll hear it again. Now, a lot of times we get the, I like your show. I'm perplexed why and how, but I do. Okay, we could maybe go without that, or we could edit that out. That's the thing about me. That's my charm. I'm just an old local boy on the big city radio. You know, I'm just in my chicken farm here in Wisconsin, getting connected by big city Carlos Ortiz in New York. There, God, what's it like to have so many tall buildings, man? Must be real nice. Real scary, you ask me. I'd be walking around. I gotta use a subway. I don't get in any car with wheels. Somebody I don't trust driving. I'm just an old fashioned country boy here in Wisconsin. But I have a machine that is created out of artificial intelligence called the Bartometer, and it did its Mach 8 draft today. Top 8 picks in the mock draft. Titans taking Cam Ward at 1. Browns with Travis Hunter at 2. Shadur Sanders to the Giants at 3. Abdul Carter then falls to the Patriots at 4. Jaguars take Mason Graham, the defensive lineman out of Michigan. Raiders, Ashton Jeanty, Boise State running back. Jets go offensive line. Armon Membo out of Missouri. Don't ask me what happened there. Panthers, Will Campbell, LSU. I think I was trying to say Tennessee for some reason, and then I don't know. I don't like to say that word too much because Carlos is the only 10 I see. Chris is in California. Chris.
Yo, Bart Winkler. What's up, man?
What's good, C-Bone?
Nothing much, man. Hey, I love your show, bro. Really do, honestly.
Sounds like it.
The reason why I'm calling, man, is trying to advocate for Ashton Jeanty to go to Cleveland. A lot of people say, oh, that's too high for a running back to go. But you tell me, where did Saquon Barkley get picked at?
Number two? Did he go number two overall?
He went number two overall. That's correct.
Yeah, I saw an article today that I saw. So I think a lot of people are thinking that. And based on the level of success that Barkley has had, Super Bowl, almost broke the record. People are saying, oh, it is okay to draft a running back. Now what you're getting in these last 2 weeks is don't let the Saquon Barkley thing give you an uninformed opinion. Like, it's not the same thing, but we've seen Ashton Dent run. I think if you're in need of a running back, yeah, he should be a top 10 guy. Now, are we going to look back and say, all this time we were talking about Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter, we should have thrown him in there? Look, I don't know. I'm not going to completely laugh it off because I don't know what history is going to look back and think about this.
Right, you and I both. But listen, hear me out. Everyone is giving Justin Fields a good opportunity to succeed in New York. Now, I'm a big Kenny Pickett fan. If you want Kenny Pickett to succeed in Cleveland, I mean, Justin Fields has his boy, Garrett Wilson. You trade for Jordan Addison from Minnesota.
You know, Kenny Pickett, I've been waiting to talk to you. Kenny Pickett cost me money by getting into that Super Bowl and looking like an idiot. I mean, what's he throwing a pass for? He made me upset. He cost me money. I had Eagles minus 19. They only won by 18 because idiot can't complete a pass.
The only reason why the Eagles pretty much got the Super Bowl was to light a firecracker up Jalen Squirt's butt, man. And guess who did that? That was Kenny Pickett. All right.
Yeah. I'm in a tunnel. I got to get back to you. So let's put this one on the wall of insights. That's what we're going to do here. I had this Google Doc for the longest time where I wrote down things that I didn't have the answers to, questions that I was asked that I didn't have the answers to. And I would write it down because I thought it was a fun recurring bit to go over them. Now, I don't think anybody else seemed to think so. Questions like, why is Vikings legend Jim Marshall not in the Hall of Fame? Questions like, do you think Bronny even wants to play with LeBron James? Questions like, what do you think God's measuring stick is when measuring O.J. Simpson's values? These are real questions I wrote down. So I'm going to scrap that, and I'm going to put up a wall of insights. And what was the quote I got again? The only reason the Eagles won was because of the squirts of Jalen Hurts' butt. That was all Kenny Pickett. And that would be, I'm writing this down, that would be Chris in California. Actually, I'm typing it because my handwriting shot because I write once a year. Chris in California on April 10, 2025. Yes, Carlos.
No, that's it. That's the quote. Put that on the vision board too. Just.
I also want to think about these kind of quotes and what it would be like if I presented them as my opinion. Eagles win the Super Bowl 40-22. God, I watched that game and really the only reason the Eagles won the Super Bowl was because of the squirts of Jalen Hurts' butt. And we all know that was Kenny Pickett.
You might finally get that article written about you.
If I may, just for a point of correction, it was
Marco.
The firecracker that was put up Jalen Squirts' butt by Kenny Pickett.
Oh, okay.
So you missed the firecracker part, you see, and the play on words with Jalen Squirts.
Oh, so it wasn't the squirt. That's worse.
Squirts rhymes with Hurts.
The only reason was because of the fire. So he was threatened.
Yes. Mm. Only played well because he was threatened by Kenny Pickett being there and taking his job.
The firecracker put up Jalen Squirts' butt. That was so all Kenny Pickett.
The Steelers, who need a quarterback in the worst way,
yeah,
traded away Kenny Pickett to the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
And the Eagles decided to pay a boatload of money to Jalen Hurts when they had Kenny Pickett on their roster. And then they traded him to Cleveland, who desperately needs a quarterback. And very possible that Shedeur Sanders is in play for them. That Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, and you know, you've had your squabbles with Chris, I believe.
Yeah, can't even take him the air.
And you're always like, don't take this guy. And I'm like, no, I'm going to give him a ninth chance. And I think in thinking about it, because Kenny Pickett's on his third team now, right? But usually when guys are on so many teams in such short of time, that's not because they're bad. That's because organizations are chomping at the bit to get a piece of this guy's greatness. Like the same firecracker that he put up Jalen Squirt's butt, the Browns need to instill that into their whole franchise. I mean, who knows if he could put a firecracker up Deshaun Watson's butt at some point.
If Deshaun Watson comes back and performs at a high level, wins an MVP, takes the Browns to the playoffs, wins a playoff game, I will buy a Kenny Pickett jersey, and I will wear it for a year straight.
Yeah, I think you should just do it already.
No. Maybe I'm giving the firecracker to Kenny Pickett. So when this all happens, I get credit for it, and I get that article written about me.
Let me give you a group that many quarterbacks would pray to be in someday. Dan Marino, Fran Tarkenton, Jim Kelly, Warren Moon, Boomer Esiason, Steve McNair, Dan Fouts. Kenny Pickett's not in that group anymore. He's above them because he's won a Super Bowl. So Chris is onto something.
Not on this show.
How foolish of us to think otherwise. Carlos, you are the firecracker that goes up my butt.
Don't ever say that again. I am editing in and out of the podcast now.
888-710-4ISN. Here's an update from Marco Belletti. It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. Portion of the show brought to you by Hyundai, the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Going on now, get deals so right, it almost feels wrong. Just like liking this show. But don't wait. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. 2 weeks out from the NFL draft, kicking over some of the scenarios on what we think may happen come that fateful night in Green Bay, Wisconsin. We will have coverage for you, of course, throughout the show. Thursday will be there. Friday, we will recap everything round two and round three. 888-710-4ISN. Kurt is in California. What's up, Kurt?
Good evening, Bart. Good evening, Carlos. Good evening to Marco.
Yes.
Bart, I just want to start with a little comedy. I'm glad that your name doesn't begin with a P because you'd only be part Winkler.
Kurt, I'm about to hang up from you and block your number from every call-in show that exists on this planet.
Okay, then I'll redact what I said.
Now, 20 seconds afterwards, it is growing on me a little bit, so I will retract. Go ahead.
The GM from the Minnesota Vikings. Why doesn't he see the same situation of Brady going to Tampa Bay and having Aaron Rodgers go to Minnesota, resting his quarterback that just came off of injury, and have Rodgers kind of be in the same situation that Brady was with in Tampa Bay? What's your opinion?
My opinion is that situation was for the Jets for Rodgers. And now where Rodgers is at, and I know he's younger than Brady when he retired, but I think skill-wise, where Rodgers is at would be like if Tom Brady was done in Tampa Bay and then went to another team. Like, what would you be getting? And what would be the reason for it? If the Vikings can convince themselves that they will win a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers, then they should sign him. But if they're not 100% convinced, then I think you just stay away.
Okay, and my other point was with the draft. In my opinion, Shador should be the number one pick, and here's why. His entire life, he has been playing football and practicing his position against one of the great cornerbacks in all of NFL history. His acumen going into the pros is already going to be, he's already going to be a step ahead because he's been practicing against his dad, who's been teaching him the game, not only at the college level, but at the pro level. Does that stand to reason?
Well, it does, Kurt, and I appreciate the call, and you have a good night, and we will not block your number. The Deion Sanders part of this, I think some people think, well, it's going to be a distraction, and I think I've said that. I've said, I don't know. I mean, Deion has recently signed an extension with Colorado. I don't know if that's to, like, try to take himself out of the equation. And what is going to be a challenge sometimes is there will be games or situations that come up wherever Shador goes that Deion will be asked about. And, you know, some guys' dads, like, get on Twitter and they say stuff or whatever. It resonates a little bit with that fan base. But Deion is a very visible man. If he's not coaching, he's on commercials. If he's not commercials, he's hosting a show on Tubi. He's places. He is a content machine, and he is also a coach. And he puts himself in front of the media by the nature of his job, not to mention any of the other avenues that you would possibly hear from Deion Sanders. Part of the job of being the Colorado Buffalo's head coach is talking to the media, and you'd be remiss to think that questions about Shador wouldn't come up. Like, hey, Shador, he's been in New York for 5 weeks, hasn't played yet. Or, boy, do you think even, you know, how do you feel like they're handling Shador? Would you do anything different if you were the head coach there? I mean, those questions will get asked, and it's going to be on Deion on how he's going to answer them. So maybe that could be a deterrent, but a lot of people are looking at it more as a deterrent than as a positive, like he mentions. Yeah. I bet Deion Sanders letting me know how to play football my whole life. That's got to count for something. When we look at these quarterbacks, all these guys, but specifically the quarterbacks. When we look at these guys, we're trying to justify drafting them number one or number two or number three. So you're going to hear more about their flaws and what they can't do rather than their strengths and what they can do. And I'll just give the baseline opinion that I've been giving about Shador in watching as many of these Colorado games as I think a lot of us have. Does he play a perfect game every day? No. Have there been times where I take him to fill out my DraftKings lineup and the first throw of the game is an interception? Yes. Yep. There's a lot that he does that I don't think is teachable. The awareness, some of the accuracy, some of the ability to keep a play alive, the ad-libbing of sorts. And I do think you got to look at that. I think you got to look at that, and I think you got to take that in consideration. One thing that I think I would factor in when I'm drafting somebody is, you know, what have they done? What have they shown me? What is the upside? But what can they do that I would have to coach another player to do? What can they already do? What do they already know that I don't have to focus on that? What do they already bring in to the table? Because then you can make some of the other stuff better and also get the benefit of that being an attribute of what they have. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4ISN. We'll talk more with you guys about what you're expecting come draft night. Big Memphis-Minnesota game, which is getting a little tighter. We'll talk about how that impacts the NBA and why Cody Bellinger is on a 5-year break from chicken wings next.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.